The story of Kamome has spread throughout the world as a story of resilience, community, and hope. Kamome was a small fishing boat that drifted onto the shores of Crescent City from the Japanese city of Rikuzen-Takata after a tsunami destroyed much of their region in 2011. The boat showed up on a beach in Crescent City in 2013, and through the efforts of high schoolers, community members, and a local geologist, Kamome was cleaned up and returned to Japan as an act of kindness beyond borders. On Thursday, Crescent City commemorated 9 months of officially becoming sister cities with Rikuzen-Takata in a ceremony involving their community and delegates from Japan. Crescent City Mayor Blake Inskor hosted the event, which welcomed the Japanese officials to the North Coast. Inskor said he's been able to visit Rikuzen-Takata and greatly values the experiences.
I see what they've been through, and for them to want to build this relationship, I think says an awful lot to us about being able to reach out beyond our own borders, beyond our own problems, and realize that we can be a hope and inspiring to other people that we didn't even know.
And Kiyoshi Murakami, the senior executive advisor for Rikuzen-Takata, agrees. He says this relationship, which has spanned several years, will keep growing and developing as the cities continue to build stronger bonds.
So I think this is an exchange of people is very important, and also to understand each other. But I think as time goes by, we should be able to expand more relationship, not only relationship of the just exchange of people, but also in the business and also industries.
Murakami also noted that the story of Kamome holds a special place in the world.
This is a very great, a very beautiful, story. So this was also introduced to not only both United States and Japan, but also rest of the world. The beautiful story actually initiated from the disaster of the tsunami to a beautiful situations.
And the story connecting two small coastal cities has made an impact, especially with Lori Dengler and Amia Miller, who published a book called The Extraordinary Voyage of Kamome, A Tsunami Boat Comes Home. The book has been published in multiple languages, including Japanese, English, Russian, Spanish, and they're working to translate it into traditional Native American languages from the North Coast. Dengler says the tsunami was terrible and thousands of lives were lost in 2011, but that the relationship between the two cities has inspired many people.
You have to realize that this is the only sister city relationship that started because of a tsunami and because of a group of high school kids. And so we can connect despite differences in languages, differences in culture, because we share both a common hazard and a common humanity.
This year in March will mark the 6th anniversary of Kamome washing up to the shores of Crescent City, solidifying a bond that intends to expand and inspire the world. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.